And that's been 87 years ago.
You probably didn't learn, when did you learn English?
Well, that's when we started school.
You had a school out here?
Yeah, we had a little school out here, but the student done practically what they wanted. She had, of course it helped us. I'll admit that, but we had our way. We'd do what we felt like around the schoolhouse or in the schoolhouse.
I expect life was a little different being out here on this island. In other words, you didn't have a way to, you had to get in by boat, didn't you?
In and out by boat. Right.
When did they build a road in here?
When did they build it?
52.
I really don't remember.
1952.
Daniel Broussard told me that that y'all had cars in here.
Yeah, no license.
No licenses?
No. After we'd get them here, we'd have to put them on by boat, and we didn't want to pay the freight going in and out. So we just keep them right on the island. And at sometimes, the marsh between here and Cameron, what we call the first little community in Cameron Parish is what they call Grand Chenier. Well, we'd go through there sometime, that big marsh through there, there must be about six miles or maybe 7 miles of marsh through. Well, it would dry enough and we'd go through the marsh with old Model T's and Model A's. Yes, sir.
Mm.
And now we got it blacktop all the way through. We can go to any town and spend what little money we got in a hurry and come back home. We used to go to Abbeville after my daddy was the first man to ever establish a mail route through here by boat. They had little handmade canals because there's a bunch of lakes. There's White Lake right north of us here, you see?
Yes, sir.
Well, then there's a bunch of lake that goes on to what they call Grand Lake, small lakes in between. Well, they hand-ditched canals through that so he could pass through with a small boat that would carry about three people, him and two other people in it. And he carried it to Gaydon. And they'd meet us about 4 miles south of Gaydon with the horses on the buggy on a dirt road and bring us to deliver the mail. He carried it 6 months, free of charge. Then my brother-in-law, he took it, and he had it transferred to Lake Arthur.
Lake Arthur?
Lake Arthur. You know where that's at?
Long way away. It's over here.
Yeah. Well, he carried it there for 3 or 4 years. And then he quit. And by that time, they had connected what we call the old intercoastal canal that comes from through Vermilion Bay into White Lake. Then I had another brother-in-law by the name of Theodore Vize. He put in a bid and he got it. So he had it transferred to our county seat in Abbeville.
Yes, sir.
So that's the way we and it went from one to the other.
When you were coming up, how far did the school go here?
Oh, well, the school from here was, you notice where the Catholic Church was at. Well, it was just across, but on what we called the front ridge.
Yes.
A little one-room outfit, that's all.
What grade level you meant, Dad?
In other words,
what grade level you went to?
When you started school, how far did you get?
To the fifth grade.
And your father then made you?